once again here at the Power Grower Seminar in California, and sitting down here with Short Smits, who is the owner and founder of Nova Crop Control and Hortonova in the Netherlands. And he is the brains behind plant sap analysis. And so, Short, take us back to the history behind this technology, and you know, what got you thinking that this new type of nutritional sampling or data and can be utilized across the country?
All right. We started in 2001 with handheld plant sap meters. We did many trials helping growers out increase efficiency for potassium and nitrates. And since 2007, we founded a laboratory to do many nutrients parameters, so also calcium, phosphorus, trace elements, and that's 7 years ago. So we're more than 10 years in the business of doing plant sap, and we founded it to actually enhance plant health. So we want healthy crops with good Brix levels, with disease suppressiveness, and I don't have an education in laboratory. I just use the laboratory as a tool to increase plant health at our customers, at our growers.
Well, let's kind of compare the sap analysis to more traditional methods of the tissue and soil analysis. What are the benefits and differences?
Yeah. They're both plant analysis, of course, plant sap and tissue analysis. The difference is that plant sap looks more to the available part of the nutrients compared to the total part in a tissue analysis. So with a total analysis, not all of the nutrients are available for plant growth the next few weeks, and plant sap will show the available part. And we heard from our clients that in the past, tissue analysis didn't reflect what you see in the crop, and plant sap does. And soil analysis is totally different, of course, but you need a soil analysis to know something about the history and something which will occur in the past from reserves which are available in the soil. So we do use soil analysis too, but we use another laboratory. We don't do it ourselves.
Well, let's talk about, I know that right now there's over about 200 different crops that you can do the sap analysis with, organic, sustainable, and conventional crops all tied into one. Do you see benefits towards one more the other, or more growers on the organic or conventional side utilizing this technology?
In the beginning, we had a lot of organic growers, but I think since the last 5 years, conventional takes over pretty rapidly because of the savings on fertilizer and less in depending from fungicides. So it's actually kind of like an insurance you use to be less susceptible for diseases instead of always need to spray. So then the conventional guys are more interested, of course, than the organic guys because they are not allowed to spray.
Right now you're measuring 21 different parameters, 21 different nutrients within a plant. What's the expansion of being able to identify other nutrients within a plant in the near future?
In the future, okay. We're working on selenium already, barium, and we really would like to do some work with nickel and cobalt, and they're already in research, but they're not stable yet to sell or to start using them with the grower. They're still in research trial, and the numbers are so low in most crops that we actually don't know where it should be. It seems like the numbers are so low you're almost unable to analyze them, but maybe that's because it's all gone. So that's going to take us a few years before we know for sure. Yeah.
Well, you talked a lot about the different factors that determine the mineral uptake and what the plant is actually absorbing. Can you kind of explain, you spent 2 days, you know, really going into detail about what the growers are being able to utilize, kind of get the Cliff Notes version of what those factors are.
Yeah, it's actually, it's a balance between the positively charged nutrients, so they call it officially anions, and the negatively charged nutrients, cations, and or the other way around. Positive is cations, anions, and is negatively charged. And there is they interfere with each other. So the positively charged, like calcium, magnesium, potassium, they interfere with each other. So if you want a maximum calcium uptake, you don't want to have maximum potassium levels, because then the calcium is actually pushed away and not taken up by the plant. So it's a balanced thing. You want optimal levels of both three and not an excess or a deficiency of one of them.
So looking into the future, right now in the United States, we're sending everything to you guys overseas to be able to utilize this new technology. Once the lab is set up over here, you probably can focus more on the research side of it. And I know that you've talked multiple times, that's your baby. That's what you love and your passion is in. Kind of take us through the update of Hortinova and what is coming down the pipeline when it comes to research that you're doing over in Netherlands.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we like to... we got now 21 parameters and two are in research, and we actually like to do... not as much as possible, but we like to say as good as possible something about the plant health. Mm-hmm. And then probably we like to do something with protein profiling, with maybe amino acid, with John is talking a lot about lipids. I don't know anything about lipids, but he's very positive about it, so you should probably do a lipid profile or whatever. There are some discussion if we partly cooperate in that when they establish the lab in the US, mm-hmm. because it would be stupid of course to do it on our own if we both have benefits from it. But that's probably the main goal the next few years: the amino acids, protein, lipids.
I know you didn't hit on this, but Michael did. He talked about the website database that basically houses all the information that you've gathered that growers can log into and identify. Kind of run us through that and remind us of the site and how they can compare, or growers can compare different varieties of plants.
Yeah, it's called bemestingonline.com. It's a Dutch term. It's mm-hmm. not handy, of course, but sorry.
That's okay.
You're actually making your own graph from your data over time. And what we found is that if you just take one sample and you see that certain elements are low or high, it's very hard to correct if you don't know where your numbers were going without doing anything. So are they going down because of decreased levels in the soil, or are they going up because of neutralization, mineralization? So we like to have at least two or three samples, and then we draw the program makes a line, makes a graph. We got the desired set from our research, and then you can see if you're low or high, and then you need to respond, of course, to that to stay within the desired ranges.
Well, thank you, Sjoerd. We've had a lot of information taken in the past couple of days, and I'm sure the brains of the growers in attendance are just soaring with the new ideas that they can take home and actually put into practice over the next year. Once again, talking with the founder of Hortinova and Nova Crop Control over in the Netherlands, who is our keynote speaker here at the Power Grower Seminar, brought to us by Crop Health Laboratories. I'm Jamie Johansson.